Well, I'm out here outside, thinking about this while cooking some hamburgers and hot dogs on the grill. It's a very summery day. And an app that I use every day, well, I was thinking about my bank app. And I won't say which bank, but my bank app. And one thing I've noticed is the bank app, you know, I used to just not use the app and log in on the mobile web, but then, like, the app seemed to get better, and I thought I would focus on using the bank app because it had better security, and they do have a mobile web version, which is good. And they seem to be asking for more surveillance capabilities in order to fight fraud. So, I mean, they know, I thought before maybe they'd know my IP, but now I think, can't remember if I granted them location permission or not. I should double check that. But it's clear, like, they do know, like, your IP and maybe, you know, what country you're roughly in. So the idea of, like, when I used to travel a lot internationally, and they would say, oh, did you, you know, that you would, they would call you to confirm, like, was that you who just pulled out money out of an ATM in Taiwan? And now I think they don't call, because I think they use the app to kind of, oh, this is him, we know it's him because it's his phone, and we've confirmed, and the biometrics, and that, so, like, I don't get those calls as much when I'm traveling. And should they know this? I don't know. It's kind of interesting. I mean, I've had some bad situations where my card gets cut off, you know, because I don't answer the call while I'm traveling internationally because the call doesn't go through. And that was really annoying. And, you know, the bank knows quite a lot about me already. It's kind of an intimate relationship you have there already. So maybe it's okay if they are using these kind of extra signals to combat fraud. You know, I don't know. I think if there's someone, like, you're trusting it with all your money, so there's got to be some level of trust there. And there's a lot of people trying to take your money. And I'd rather they not, you know, text me or call me, because that seems like a really insecure way of verifying. So yeah. My bank app. Complex relationship. Tightrope walk for sure. Thanks for asking.